Alrighty, let's move on now. Sorry about that. When we're looking at a paper, or when we're looking at a group of results in your next level classes, in your 400 level classes, and that paper that you're reading about involves factorial designs, the first thing you have to figure out is, what is the author hypothesizing? They could potentially have three different types of hypotheses. They could have a hypothesis for one of the main effects, a hypothesis for the second main effect, for the second independent variable, and then they could hypothesize an interaction. So first, let's talk about the research hypothesis as it's stated in a paper describing a main effect. The good news about this is, when they're describing a main effect, they're going to talk about one variable and ignore the other one altogether. Pretty simple. Okay? So if you see both levels of only one variable mentioned and nothing else, you know you're reading about a main effect. So on our previous example, there was no main effect of task presentation. Note, there's only one variable in that mention. Main effect. We can also talk about research hypotheses for interactions. These tend to be longer, and they're going to discuss different results for different levels of our independent variable. We call that different differences. So let's just look at this example from the previous slide. There is an interaction of task difficulty and task presentation. So what's the different difference that we're seeing? Paper presentation produces different results for computer for easy tasks, but that result is different when you look at it for hard tasks. We get a difference, but the difference is different as we move our ways through the level of the second independent variable. We tend to read through this really easily, but the difficult part is that as we're reading these hypotheses, these interactions, the next question we have to ask ourselves is, given this description of an interaction, which set of simple effects tests or which set of simple effects results do I need to look at in my 2x2 table that is the most obvious test of this particular statement? And that's the hard part. Did you all do any of the assignments? Did you do any of the pink things before class today from Fridays? There was copious amounts of cursing, but eventually it tends to work out. Or if you looked at the handout for the turtles eating crickets or chow, that was the first time where it really smacked me, like, oh my gosh, I have to be really careful whether I'm running simple effects vertically or the simple effects horizontally, because the type of simple effects that comparisons that I do are going to more likely support the hypothesis or be in line with how the hypothesis is stated than the other way. And so that's what we have to figure out today. In order to do this, Cal has a series of hypotheses that are laid out for you in pairs, and your job is to just figure out, is the statement a main effect hypothesis or is it an interaction effect hypothesis? So remember, main effects, one variable. Interaction effects, we're going to mention more than one variable. So let's have a look. Males tend to outperform females on standardized math tests, or males tend to outperform females on standardized math tests. However, the difference decreases with age. What's the first one look like? How many variables do you see there? Okay, how many independent variables that you see, do you see there? Okay, so we have an independent variable and we have a dependent variable. So that must be what? Main effect or interaction? Good. So the second one, males are outperforming females. There's one independent variable. On standardized math tests, that's probably the dependent variable, right? That score. However, the difference decreases with age. So what's that second variable? Is that an independent, supposedly an independent or a dependent variable? That's another independent variable. Can't call it randomly assigned, but it's an independent variable. So this would be an example of an interaction. Now this next set, I gotta tell you, it's a bit of a bitch. So I want you to talk about it together first, and then we'll come back and discuss it. Let's do the easy one. Therapy for depression is generally effective. Is that a main effect or a research hypothesis of an interaction? That's a main effect. Now figure out for me, if you would please, what's one independent variable, what's another independent variable, and what's the dependent variable? I listened to Cal's lecture of this from, was it last year? Whatever he gave to me, because I looked at this and was like, what in the holy hell is going on here? This was from an actual study. Is this in the abstract? Do you remember?
Yeah.
This was an abstract of a real study. So this is horrible shit written in an abstract that was published. So somebody let this go through. So sit down, you're already sitting. So if you would, think a bit, reflect, name one independent variable, name the other independent variable, Name the dependent variable. Let's see what you come up with. Go ahead and talk to each other for a minute, please. What have we got? Are we ready? How many of you agree this is a really shitty definition or a really shitty description of an interaction? Shitty shit shit. So we're gonna put shitty shit shit up here. Now first, let's try to figure out, okay, let's not forget there's always a measurement here. What's the dependent variable that's likely being measured? Improvement, right? So like some score that you're taking that shows overall improvement. So it's improvement, and it's not really stated up there. But maybe that helps you. If you get improvement scores out of the way, that maybe helps you figure out what the other independent variable is. What's the first one that's a little bit more obvious? What's one independent variable? Type of therapy. And how many levels does it have? And what are they, please? Therapy is the variable. And what do we have? We have cognitive, behavioral, and psychodynamic. All right. So they say that therapy is really effective, but what's the other variable? Yeah, it's the speed. Now, how in the holy heck, if we could do this, let's just say that this is a within subjects variable. And so maybe we're taking these measurements twice. Would that make sense? And so what would be this variable? We'd call it speed, but what else could we do? Let's think about the levels. If we're getting the measurement twice from people, we would look at how much they've improved here and how much they've improved here. What do I want to call it? What do you think? Rather than speed, what else could I call it? We could call it before and after a particular period of time, maybe, right? So we could call this time, and let's say we take, can you see that? You like that? That says time. And let's say that we do this after 3 weeks, and then we take a measurement again after 6 weeks. And maybe we say something like, which does better? People who do cognitive behavioral therapy are going to reach a critical improvement level at 3 weeks as opposed to 6 weeks that we'll see in people receiving psychodynamic therapy. So maybe there's some improvement number that we're looking for that indicates a degree of recovery. And we think that recovery is going to be achieved by more people in the CBT group or faster at 3 weeks. They're going to have a better recovery score at 3 weeks than psychodynamic. And then maybe by the time we get to 6 weeks, there won't be a difference between CBT and psychodynamic. Psychodynamic would have caught up. Something like that. Yes?
Could you do it so that instead of having time, you an IV, make it be part of your CBT in terms of instead of measuring improvement, you measure how fast the improvement is, and then in that case, you only have the type of therapy and the speed of the improvement as the IV?
What? You could, but I think that would maybe change the design a bit. What would be the other independent variable then? Do you think you could still get a 2x2 table out of that?
No.
Right.
The point, the
main, it would just be a main effect and we'd be done.
Yeah.
Yes, but remember, they're stating this as though it were a factorial design with this statement of an interaction. And so that's why, if you're looking at it from that regard, it's really poopy. Did you want to say something?
I was scratching my head.
Okay, well, you thought your hand was up.
The same rule I use. you could set it up that way, but then you only get a comparison of the change. You don't get how they compare at time one and how they compare at time two. You only get how much they each changed.
So you wouldn't be able to say faster.
You actually have information that you're not using. You tend to want to push it all into the factorials and get as many comparisons as possible. So if we're trying to simplify design, if we didn't have a factorial, you solved the way to run the study anyway and analyze it.
Nicely done.
All right.
I think it still picks up your voice all the way up here, though. Okay, one more. Not so shit, shittily stated. Young girls and boys have similar overall skills. Girls have better verbal skills than motor skills. However, young boys have better motor skills than verbal skills. Which is the main effect, top one or bottom one? We good? Girls and boys, that's it. And then the dependent variable is? Good. The interaction is young girls have better verbal than motor, but boys have better motor than verbal. Opposite effects. We're stating both levels of that independent variable and how it's affected by the levels of the other independent variable. So we're looking at an interaction.